Good morning. Begin this worship with prayer. Dear Lord, we come to worship here today. As another semester begins to get busy, grant us peace in this place. Let the stress of assignments and tests and projects not weigh heavily on us as we worship here today. Grant us warmth in this place of spirituality and worship, and let us be rejuvenated in your name, Lord. Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 174, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Psalm this morning is Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence, from whom comes my salvation? How long will you attack a person? With all of you batter your victim, as you would a leaning wall, a tottering fence? For God alone my soul waits in silence, from whom comes my hope? On God rests my deliverance and my honor. Trust in God at all times, O people. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. Put no confidence in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May be seated. Our lesson this morning comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Put all your trust in the Lord and do not rely on your own understanding. At every step you take, keep him in mind and he will direct your path. This is the word of the Lord. I've used this verse before in chapel, actually my very first sermon here, and hoping this sermon goes a bit better than that first one. bit longer, a bit structured. This passage has been a very important passage in my life, just kind of when I don't really know what's going on and I can't figure it out on myself. I kind of sit back, think of this verse, and realize that I don't necessarily need to figure it out. In maybe a week or a year, I'll figure out why something happened and I'll learn from it and grow from it. But for today, I am going to be talking specifically about risk in our lives and taking risks. And initially, I thought about not preparing this sermon and just winging it as an example of risk. But I figured that would go as well as, I don't need to write this down, I'll remember it. Or, I don't need to study, I know how to do these questions. I speak for just myself here, but those never work out well for me. And I figured that past analogies will likely serve my purpose better than present examples anyways. Risk can be as simple as deciding what to wear in the morning, as in not preparing for the weather or over-preparing, trying to cross the streets in Wolfville. Choosing a career path is a risk. Choosing to give up your career path as a fisherman to follow Jesus is a risk. Telling your army to walk around the walls of Jericho to bring them down is a risk, as is facing a pit of lions, as Daniel did. I grew up in a family of baseball players. All my sisters played baseball at a fairly high level, and I followed suit more so out of tradition than anything. And I distinctly remember being in a tournament when I was about 13, and I was going through what they call in baseball a hitting slump, as much as a 13-year-old can get themselves into a slump. To those of you who don't know, a slump is when you've had a couple bad at-bats, and you start overthinking things, start trying to overcompensate, and things just get worse and worse. There came a point in one of our games where we were down in the last inning, and we had two outs, and I was on deck up to bat next, and I distinctly remember hoping that the guy ahead of me got out so I wouldn't have to bat. I was so concerned with the threat of having to bat and potentially being the last out that would lose our team the game and the responsibility would be on me that I was hoping the guy ahead of me would take the fall and my team would lose regardless. In the end, the guy ahead of me did line out to first and we did lose and I didn't have to come up to bat. And like most things that seem like a big deal when you're a teenager, that hitting slump has long since passed, but the memory still lingers that the fear of risking something was much more detrimental than any outcome that could have possibly come of taking the risk. God has gifted myself as well as everyone else with many talents, yet who are we to forgo using these talents based on fear of failure? All of us possess many talents, some of which we know and we use on a regular basis. And others that we have yet to discover. And the only way to discover these talents is to take risk. T.S. Eliot once said, only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Every day of our lives we make decisions of varying degrees of risk. Whether knowing or not, we measure the outcome of these risks and shape our lives accordingly. On a day where you dress too warm, you know the next day to dress less. Mind you, it's Nova Scotia, that's probably not the best suggestion anyways. A more concrete example is, I know to be more cautious crossing the streets in Wolfville because I got hit by a car last year. So, planning our lives accordingly. Some risks are small. I once risked trying sushi and ended up loving it, positive outcome. On the other hand, I've risked trying to eat the last few pieces of sushi to avoid having any left over, not the best outcome. These risks are obviously small and don't have lasting impacts on our life, but we also face larger risks and decisions in life. Where to go to school, what to major in, who to be friends with. I personally like to think that the people that choose to be my friend don't see it as a risk per se. But regardless, these are decisions with risks that we come to learn from and grow from. Maybe we made a poor choice in our major and we decide to change it, do something we love, and grow from it from there. And we make decisions further in our life, such as what we do as a career, how friendships we continue, and we learn from these risks. And if we fail, we decide what can we do better next time. And if we succeed, we learn from it, figure out how we succeeded, and how can we repeat it further. Just like in life, our walk in faith has varying degrees of risks, not necessarily with the negative connotation, but with a period of uncertainty associated with them. When we are young, our parents make most of our decisions for us, and gradually as we grow up, we begin to make decisions for ourselves. We learn from them, hopefully make wiser choices, and we continuously ask ourselves if we're ready to accept various stages in our walks of faith, evaluating our maturity, our knowledge, and the stage we are in our life. We grow from the decisions we make, both the ones we see as failures and the ones we see as success. We use these mistakes and successes to discover who we are, and equally importantly, who we are not. We build on old talents and discover new ones. And in all these risks, I go back to the favorite verse of mine, and think, trust in the Lord. I have a different translation in my paper than I do on this one, so I'll be consistent. Put all your trust in the Lord and do not rely on your own understanding. At every step you take, keep him in mind and he will direct your paths. You don't always have to know what the outcome will be when you take a risk, but if you trust in the Lord, he will guide your path straight. And whether it turns out to be a success or a failure, you will learn from it and you'll grow from it and you'll hopefully not make the same mistakes and continue on the same successes. And if you ever find yourself in a hitting slump, don't be afraid to go up to bat. The worst thing that can happen for you is you strike out and you're no further behind than if you didn't try at all. But by trying, you do have the option to succeed and have a positive outcome from it. Let us pray. God, thank you for bringing us together today to be in your presence and worship in your name. Let us not be afraid to take risks, to discover the life you have planned for us. Let us use the talents we have and be willing to discover new ones through trusting in you. For all things are possible through you, O God. Lord, let us pray for Acadia University, all the staff, faculty, and students. Grant our leaders wisdom as they face tough decisions in the coming future. And may they all be safe in their daily lives, continuing the search for truth and knowledge. Amen. Our closing hymn.